Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like inside and outside, blue.
What's that, Leroy? What are you singing there?
What's the name of the song? La da dee da 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 da. Yeah, that's the name of the song, right?
There you go. That is the song.
That is.
Yeah. Thank you.
La-da-dee-da.
Take that, Frog Boy.
Okay, it's great. It's not. Okay, that's not the name of the song.
It is.
It's called Blue. I'm Blue.
That's it. Sorry.
It's like the biggest part of the thing. He says, I'm blue. And you just got the la-da-dee-da.
Hey.
Yeah.
I knew the song.
You didn't know the song. So I'll give you credit. Give you credit for that for sure. Hopefully you'll know a lot more of what we'll be talking about, because hopefully
I don't know what the kids say, but if you tell me what the kids are listening to, I could be down with that.
You're supposed to be studying up on the brain rot, Leroy. Do you even remember what clock it means? Probably not, right?
I thought that meant too small.
Oh, see? Yeah.
No, it's not too small. It's
like clap, applause.
Like calling someone out or like something like that, along those lines, right?
Clock it is a slang term that to notice, acknowledge, or call out something that is often hidden or unspoken. Yeah, I can tell you haven't been practicing, Leroy.
Who am I practice with?
What?
Tobin, Mr. Redneck.
Oh,
with
Tobin.
Rebecca.
Tobin knows some of these words for sure. Tobin knows some of these words.
Can I get a cheat?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
She would know.
Yeah, she would. For
they
sure.
might not know, though.
I'm interested. If you have an opportunity later, play back this segment to her, because I want to know if she's going to do a better job than we are. And what I have presented here today is an opportunity for us to dissect something. I have a minute-long clip right here that we're not going to take the full minute, because there's no way we would be able to do that. But we are going to step by step, maybe a couple seconds at a time, see if we can understand what's going on here. There is something that's going on here. And if you, either of you, are able to figure out what is going on between these two people, then you will be determined the victor. Now, I'm going to play 10 seconds of this to begin. And this is from a skit online that is gaining popularity about how Gen Z people communicate. Let's start.
Sorry, I'm late. I was out hitting the Goody at the Apple store.
Bro, your gaslighting is sending me.
All right.
Ew, what?
I'm sorry I was late. I was hitting the Goody at the Apple store. That seems pretty self-explanatory. Right there. You know, for some reason, this kid, I've seen kids do the Gritty for no reason. And the Apple store seems like somewhere the younger generation may frequent. So far, so good.
I'm too old to go to the Apple store.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I thought Apple store meant grocery store for a second.
Oh, look at
I wasn't
that.
Even thinking look about that.
Hey, listen, we are already not doing well.
Wait. She's older than me.
No,
that's what she thought.
That was bad.
But she's, I'm older than you?
Apparently, yeah, you just, by that
with
answer.
With that comment?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm also taller than you, too.
Oh, yeah, true.
We ain't going to get to that.
Here we go.
That's what Google says. Google doesn't lie. Now,
okay, so he was hitting the gritty.
Yes.
At the Apple Store.
That's why he was late, and her response.
That's why he was late.
Yes, and her response to that was,
"I can't believe you gaslight.
You're gaslighting me. Your gaslighting is sending me." Now do you guys know what that means?
Upsetting her, like taking her over the edge.
Sending me. You know, sometimes
yeah, like sending her over the edge.
Sending.
Okay, so
yeah,
she's basically saying.
You were late.
You got to be BSing me with that's the...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, this is the reason why you were late. You were grittying at the Apple Store. So so far, so good. We're about 10 seconds in.
All right.
The grocery store is crazy.
Sorry, I'm late. I was out hitting the Gwitty at the Apple Store.
Bro, your gaslighting is sending me.
All facts, no printer. I was literally hitting the Gwitty.
I'm swiping left on that.
Okay, okay, okay.
He's not saying
Gwitty. Wait, he's not saying that.
He's saying Gwitty for sure.
Gritty.
I saw the skit. He's doing the gritty. I'm assuming that's his interpretation of how a child may speak.
But so
this conversation is absolutely ridiculous. Right. And I'd walk out the first second.
We're about 11 seconds into the conversation.
He's saying, exhausted. No, no, I'm telling the truth.
Yes, that was, what was it? All facts, no printer?
Yeah.
All facts, no printer, which means I'm dead serious.
Yo, okay, Nero, you're really doing the most here because he spoke so fast that I'm like, printers at no, Apple?
No. Oh. See, it's wait, you. That's the problem.
Here's what you, Jennifer.
No. I haven't had coffee in my defense.
Here's what you have to understand about this whole conversation that I've learned
from
having conversations with my daughter.
Yeah.
I don't have a daughter.
The first part of the conversation, you got nieces and nephews and stuff like that.
I don't see them.
Here. The first part of the conversation is gone. Like, you can't go back and try to tie it all in together.
Yeah.
Each sentence or each statement is independent of itself. That's the only way you could tie all these ridiculous phrases together.
Now, when he says that he... all facts, no printer, was grittying at the Apple Store. And she responds with, I'm swiping left on that.
Ew,
she's
stop.
Calling him a liar. Just, you're done.
No.
Yeah. Huh?
Leroy, that means no.
Leroy,
right.
You're doing excellent, Leroy. You're doing great.
Yeah.
Leroy, I got common sense. If you start talking to me this way, we're
if,
not.
I got
to
tell you, if somebody came and started talking to me like that, I'm going to just point them to... the hell out
all
of here.
All facts and all printer.
Yeah, I'm going to take fax your ass on out my house. We use English here. I already got a problem with all the French. They're trying to figure out what they mean. Now you going to come and talk slang in the language that I talk?
All right, let's see. Let's see if we've warmed up a little bit, J-Fig.
Sorry, I'm late. I was out hitting the Gwitty at the Apple Store.
Bro, your gaslighting is sending me.
All facts, no printer. I was literally hitting the Gwitty.
I'm swiping left on that.
Skibbity-doo,
bro. Bro, I know you've been hitting the Yoinkity Sploinkity with your side piece.
But, okay, hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
Wait. This is achievement.
Oh, yeah, this is, okay. Now
she's throwing things out there.
Also, now you're starting to get interested into what's going on here. Yes, she is painting a picture. But he did say something like about skibbity dibbity that I didn't.
Doesn't that just mean nothing? Like the toilet thing?
Yeah.
It's supposed to mean nothing, but.
It's supposed to mean nothing. And then she said.
He's just throwing words out there to deflect.
And she said, no, dude, you out there with a side piece.
Yeah. Let's see.
So she accusing him of cheating.
Let's see.
No printer. I was literally hitting the Gwitty.
I'm swiping left on that.
Skibbity doo, brah.
Bro, I know you've been hitting the Yoinkity Sploinkity with your side piece.
Hitting the Yoinkity Sploinkity with your side piece.
Is that the same thing as the
skibbity doody?
No.
Sure.
Him saying skibbity was like, no, that is false. What you're saying is false.
Right.
And then her response was, I know you've been hitting the Yoinkity Sploinkity with your side piece. And now.
Yep.
I'm not sure what the Yoinkity Sploinkity is.
That could either be two different types of dance moves here.
No way.
Basically, she accused him of cheating. Now, I don't know how we got from doing the gritty in the Apple Store
that is a dance
to cheating, but it's ridiculous.
Well, look,
because right? That's like, and you know what I'm starting to think?
At the Apple Store, and she's like, no, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm starting to think?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Or this is all honesty.
Thanks to somebody else.
This relationship is over.
Okay.
Because he said I went to the Apple store and she accused him of cheating. Like, that's a reach.
Language, you're getting warm there. You know, she caught him hitting the yoinkity sploinkity with his side piece, and he's essentially defending himself. So now we're going to tap back in, put on our Gen Z ears, and see if we can keep going.
No printer. I was literally hitting the Gwitty.
I'm swiping left on that.
Skibbity doo, brah.
Bro, I know you've been hitting the yoinkity sploinkity with your side piece.
But you are mother.
You're mid, bro. You're sticking out your giat for the Rizzler.
But
okay, hold on. You're okay.
What? Sparkles, minus one to you because you brought this upon us.
So she called him average.
Yes, he said you're mid. Average, but he called her mother. He said your mother.
Because he's out here trying to sauce her up, saying you're the queen.
The baby of my kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mother is used to describe an influential and admirable figure. Particularly a mentor or a feminine person worthy of admiration. So yeah. Saying, look, your mother, and she's like, you're mid? So she's not buying it, long story short.
Yeah. Dude, you're average.
Wait, what was the ending to this?
Let's check it out.
Sorry, I'm late. I was out hitting the Gwitty at the Apple store.
Bro, your gaslighting is sending me.
All facts, no printer. I was literally hitting the Gwitty.
I'm swiping left on that.
Skibbity-doo, brah.
Bro, I know you've been hitting the yoinkity-sploinkity with your side piece.
But you are mother.
You're mid, bro. You're sticking out your giat for the Rizzler.
You're sticking
what
out?
What is that?
Okay, I know this
that
one.
Means that basically he's thinking with the wrong brain.
You're sticking out your giat for the Rizzler.
Wait, that's butt.
A giat is a butt, a big butt. And a Rizzler is a person with charisma or a person who has a lot of charisma. So essentially she's saying you're being a floozy, you're peacocking. You're out here peacocking for anyone. And she's had enough. And, you know, like other gentlemen who have been...
They're all very common in this situation, too.
they are, DJ.
Somebody seems like they should...
The voices have stayed... Listen.
I don't know what this relationship is.
Yeah.
But if it had gotten to this point by now, I would have got something thrown at me.
For sure. Less words.
Skibbity-doo, brah.
Bro, I know you've been hitting the yoinkity-sploinkity with your side piece.
But you are mother.
You're mid, bro. You're sticking out your giat for the Rizzler.
But I'm the Rizzler.
You have no Rizz.
I'm the Rizzler-in-chief.
Okay, you're giving me the ick.
So is this like a soft block or not?
All right.
So here's the deal.
Soft block.
He's basically saying, I have charisma.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. And he's trying to prove to her that, you know, he has charisma. Now, so my point is this.
Yeah.
If he got all these problems, why are you making a big deal about him doing skibbity hoo hop at the Apple store anyway?
You know, my thing is when he responds and he tries to prove like that he has all the Rizz and hold on.
Bro, you're sticking out your giat for the Rizzler.
But I'm the Rizzler.
You have no Rizz.
I'm the Rizzler in chief.
Okay, you're giving me the ick.
So is this like a soft block or not?
Yeah. The soft block. Is that like...
Like, are we going on a break or something?
Yeah, like I'm not defriending you, but I'm just taking some time off. You ever had to soft block someone? Like, you know, maybe just mute their stories because they're posting a lot of stuff.
No.
If I got to go through all that, then I'm just not with that person.
Nah, you're just done with that person. Huh? You did. J-Fig, I know you soft block someone for sure.
Never, actually.
So
no.
You crap somebody else. Actually, what are yeah, you goes, talking about?
She goes I did that, okay? Yeah, yeah. I thought about it.
She is a fool.
You crap somebody out. That's a soft block.
Sure, that seems like a full block right there.
That was a hypothetical that never ended up happening because I never posted the picture. And no, I have never, because if I block someone, I promise you I'm not talking to this person ever again, and they shouldn't be on my list anyway.
Okay. All right, so he's asking if this is a soft block.
Sticking out your giat for the Rizzler.
But I'm the Rizzler.
You have no Rizz.
I'm the Rizzler in chief.
Okay, you're giving me the ick.
So is this like a soft block or nah?
Are we in the same timeline?
We in the same timeline.
Why are you being so toxic?
I'm not being toxic.
I think it's giving.
It's giving Ohio, my guy.
Okay, now this is one that's
creepy. Crazy. It's giving creepy now.
It's giving Ohio. Ohio, I think, is like I saw a definition recently that kind of made it make more sense. But it's, I guess, wherever they think something is like weird or stupid, like they're like Ohio. That's just what that means, apparently.
Do people actually talk like this?
I don't know, but I really...
Because if the answer is yes, I feel like that background music right now.
I really feel like if there is a group of Gen Z kids who are in front of each other, they're probably going to talk this way or do a couple 6-7s. That has to be the only way. Now, toxic is something that they've been saying
for a while.
I don't
know what that means.
6-7?
Stop.
But we just hard line.
I'm still trying to...
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Is this
you're an NPC. I need main character energy.
I thought we were in our love era.
You're such a Ken.
Nar, you need to wake up.
And- you're such a Ken. Okay, so she called him an NPC. He said we were in our love era. And then she called him a Ken. What's a Ken?
That's like
I give up.
A pretty boy acting to be something he's not.
A Ken... Maybe that's sure. like the Barbie thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. It's
the only Ken I know.
To Ken. I don't know. I really don't even know.
RV and Richie say this was cap.
This was horrible.
This right, is horrible.
Let's hear Marco. It in its entirety
is
one
it
more
done?
Time. There's about 15 seconds left of them breaking up. But this whole clip, mind you, we've only gone through 40 seconds. This is the so entire sad. Clip unedited.
Sorry, I'm late. I was out hitting the Gwitty at the Apple Store.
Bro, your gaslighting is sending me.
All facts, no printer. I was literally hitting the Gwitty.
I'm swiping left on that.
Skibbity-doo,
bro. Bro, I know you've been hitting the yoinkity-sploinkity with your side piece.
But you are mother.
You're mid, bro. You're sticking out your giat for the Rizzler.
But I'm the Rizzler.
You have no Rizz.
I'm the Rizzler in chief.
Okay, you're giving me the ick.
So is this like a soft block or nah?
Are we in the same timeline?
Why are you being so toxic?
I'm not being toxic.
I think it's giving.
It's giving Ohio, my guy.
But we just hard launched.
You're an NPC. I need main character energy.
I thought we were in our love era.
You're such a Ken.
Nar, you need to wake up and touch some grass. Touch grass.
I can't believe I thought you ate.
I do ate.
You don't ate.
I ate apples and bananas.
I ate.
Okay.
I'm leaving. Okay. I'm leaving this segment.
Can I just
this
say,
room.
Can I just say, I'm sorry, guys. I want to go ahead and apologize.
Can I just say this?
Our friendship right now.
Reality.
Yeah.
Nothing was thrown. Because if I'm ever having a conversation with somebody I'm supposed to be dating, and they start, you get knocked out.
I ate apples and bananas. That's how. When
I want to cry.
From now on, when I think I have a good outfit on, I don't think I ate. I think I ate apples and bananas. I'm just going to walk around saying apples and bananas, and you guys know what the hell I'm talking about. But
I won't, actually.
For reducing the IQ of a majority of the listening audience at the moment, I just want to go ahead and apologize. And also, I know you guys understood that, though. So I think my work here is done.
Barely.
I think my work
here. She called him Ken Dorsey.
I think you ruined Thanksgiving. You know what? You are the Grinch of Thanksgiving.
Let's fix Thanksgiving. When we come back, we got headlines. We'll be blind ranking the best possible items you can eat on Thanksgiving. And something tells me my interview shirt's going to come on. So keep it locked right here on 104.3 WQAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.